Translation. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, "Thereafter, the spiritual master Sukacharya, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, cursed his exalted disciple Bali Maharaj, who was so magnanimous and fixed in truthfulness that instead of respecting his spiritual master's instructions, he wanted to disobey his order," purport by Srila Prabhupada. The difference between the behavior of Bali Maharaj and that of his spiritual master, Sukracharya, was that Bali Maharaj had already developed love of Godhead, whereas Sukracharya, being merely a priest of routine rituals, had not. Thus, Sukracharya was never inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to develop in devotional service, as stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam. No, I want to hear the rest. Vajatam priti purvakam. I wanted you to finish it off. Okay. Dadami buri yogam tam yinamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Devotees who actually engage in devotional service with faith and love are inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas are never concerned with ritualistic smarta brahmanas. Srila Sanatan Goswami has therefore compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas to guide the Vaishnavas who never follow the smarta vidhi. Although the Supreme Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, unless one is a Vaishnav and unless one is engaged in devotional service, one does not get sound advice by which to return home back to Godhead. Such instructions are meant only for devotees. Therefore, in this verse, the word Daiva Prayita, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, is important. Sukacharya should have encouraged Bali Maharaj to give everything to Lord Vishnu. This would have been a sign of great love for the Supreme Lord, but he did not do so. On the contrary, he wanted to punish his devoted disciple by cursing him. Jai. Can everyone move up a little to the middle, because my neck hurts. I have to look at you a little. Om Gyanti Maranda Shagyanam Jana Salakya Chakshur Mimitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Putri Svaya Bhuvanam Vayanam Vadati Svam Vadaptikam Hare Krishna. The little note that was given to me, I misread it, because normally I don't prepare my class, and this time I prepared my class, but I prepared a different class. So, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, I forgot, I misread it. So this is very interesting. Well, I will repeat the translation again. Thereafter, the spiritual master, Sukacharya, being inspired by the Supreme Lord. So, in these different pastimes, like for instance, when the Kumaras, they were also inspired to curse the gatekeepers. So, things happen sometimes because the Lord wanted to happen. And why does he want it to happen? To show something, to make a point. And it here is said in the purport, that somewhere, I can't read it now. But that from within, the devotee is guided by the Supreme Lord. And you are guided according to your surrender, you know, like that. If you tune in to the Lord who is within your heart, so when you're a young child, you know, when you do something naughty, there is this voice inside. Do you remember that? It's a long time ago for you, but for me even longer. But I remember that. You know, then if you broke something, if you don't, then the voice within you say you shouldn't lie. You will feel it, and if you do it, you feel bad. So what happens if you don't listen to that voice within? The voice becomes weaker and weaker. So that's called the paramatma. It's just like if you do something, if I see you do something which is not good for you, or which is wrong, and I say, Prabhu, don't do that. And then I see the next time you do it again. I might say it again. And I might say it another time, but then I stop. I say, okay, just do it your own way or whatever. So the Lord is like that. He's within your heart. And how, if you don't pay attention to him, then his voice becomes softer and softer. But so many times people, they don't realize that the Lord, you know, that you look to the left and you see a car coming, you know, like if you come from Holland and you look the wrong way if you cross the street, or, you know, and then somewhere or other, you know, you look the right way. And so if you're aware of it, then you realize how often the Lord warns you or protects you even. And from within, me being a writer, and so often a line comes to me out of nowhere, you know, when I wake up sometimes or when I climb the stairs. And sometimes I sing a song, one of my lyrics, and sometimes I sing it, and I sing it with a different word comes in, and which is even better. And I think, oh, thank you. You know, I see that as the Lord within who guides me. You know, I even wrote a song about a super soul, you know, that he always guides me from within to return to him. You know, never leaves me on my own, wants me to come back home. So, So by the Lord's instructions, or from within, the guidance of Sukracharya, he cursed his disciple. And I just wonder how he felt afterwards. After he'd done it, if he felt remorse, or, you know, like how bad remorse he felt, or he was, I don't care. You know, that he was telling actually to his disciple, don't give it to him, don't give it to him, he will take it all, like that. So it is said here in the purport. So devotees who are actually engaged in devotional service with faith and love are inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is whether you are cooking or whether you're doing book distribution. From within, you know, you get guidance from, maybe you should put less, or maybe you could say like this, or maybe sometimes you think, oh, let us go to Leicester or to Romford on Hari Sankirtan. You know, where does that idea come from? Sometimes it comes from the Lord, because he wants you to go to Romford, because on the street on Romford at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, someone will get out of his house. And who does he bump into? Who does he supposed to bump into? A devotee. So they thought of you, where shall I go today? Ilford. You know, so sometimes it is you, sometimes it's the Lord, and someone is waiting for you. And then you will notice that if you meet that special person who is completely ready for Krishna consciousness, who can you almost take back to the temple. So I wanted to mention something. Lately, while staying in the temple, I'm seeing things, one second, which we never used to do in the past. And one second. So there's quite a few. First of all, when I'm here in the morning before Mangalarti, curtains are closed, even Prabhupada is closed, the curtains are closed. I see devotees coming in, and almost they go there, and they pay obeisances to Prabhupada this way. No. If you enter the temple, you pay your obeisances to the Lord. You know, you can pay extra obeisances to Prabhupada afterwards, but when you enter the temple, immediately pay obeisances. You pay to the Lord with your left side. To the guru, to a sannyasi, to me, to other devotees, you pay with your head. The only way why at Guru Puja we pay with our left side to Prabhupada, because the curtains are open. So we can't point our feet to the deities. So that's why we pay obeisance like that. But when the curtains are closed, for instance, in Prabhupada, the curtains are open, then you can pay just obeisance like that to Prabhupada. So also, when I'm sitting in Prabhupada's room, I see devotees, they come in, they go all the way to his desk and pay obeisance with his left side. No, when you go in Prabhupada's room, you pay your obeisances. Yeah? Can you please remind everyone else and the bhaktas, whoever the bhakta leader, he's not here. But, you know, I see all the new generations doing that. Another thing. I see during Aarti, many devotees with the hands in the back during Tulsi Aarti, even with the hands in the pockets, or leaning against the wall even, during Mangal Aarti. When you're in the temple room, you have to be respectful. If you listen to a tape of Prabhupada, he often says, sit properly. And then devotees are sitting like this. In a temple, you shouldn't be comfortable. You should be comfortable. You know, you can sit against the wall, but not you know, like that, or with your legs like this, especially pointing to, because the legs stretch, when you point your legs to someone, it's an offense, so what to speak if you pointed to the deities, or to Prabhupada. But in generally, that's why in the temple you sit like that, even if it hurts. If it hurts like this, then you just move your legs like that. But you know that, but sometimes guests come in and do like that. But please don't put your hands in the back, respectful, like this, or like this, or like that, whatever. So, next one. When I see devotees during Guru Puja, they offer flower petals, and there's a picture of someone who's deceased or sick. And that is request, please bless them. You don't offer puja to them by offering petals. It's actually an offense, because the only one you offer flower petals is to Prabhupada. What you do then is you take a few petals, Mahaprasad of Prabhupada, and you offer it to that picture of those who is deceased or who's sick. Then they get a blessing. But don't offer a fresh flower. That's not at all done. Please tell new devotees also. Yeah. Talking in a temple room, especially after the class, when I'm in Amsterdam, you know, I'm watching the class, and afterwards, whole conversations, you know, especially if it's not about Krishna. Don't talk in front of the deities. Standing when the curtains open for greeting of the deities, there should always be a clear Prabhupada's vision, should have a clear vision on the deities. So no one should stand in front of him. Also during Mangal Aarti, that's why I said this morning, move to the side a little. As well, if you, during Guru Puja, don't stand with your back to the deities. That's why you see the tiles. The tiles are like that. We never stand like this in the temple. We used to stand like this. The deities are here, so we never like this with our back to Prabhupada or during Guru Puja with our back to the deities. We're always like this or like this. Clear? Makes sense? Everything makes sense. When I was a young devotee, I always asked, why do you do this? And sometimes I didn't understand. But then I asked why, because it's not, many are just, you copy things, but you have to know the realization why you do something. Okay, I think that was the last one. Oh yes, then during Guru Puja, first of all, during the greeting of the deities, the CD, which we used to sing, the song, was half the size. Because there are many devotees, they prolonged it, so it's a longer version. But the point is, when the Guru Puja starts, everyone should have taken Charanamrita. And everyone, when the concha blows, everyone should face Prabhupada, not the deities anymore. And then afterwards, when we sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya, when we sing Sri Krishna, we go back to the deities. And then we dance in front of the deities. So, please, this is a good opportunity for devotees to serve other devotees, serving Charanamrita. Just so, after the second prayer of Govindama, The venum, kwan, and after the angani, yasha, after the second one is finished, please take the charnamita bowl, blah, blah, and start pouring. And then, what we used to do, we turn around, you know, we take the charnamita, and we turn around, and we pay our obeisances to the deity, respecting the charnamita, with the left side to the deities. And then, you look again at the deity, still the time of Prabhupada Guru Puja starts. So this way, when the charnamrita, when those in front take the charnamrita, then those who stand in the back, they can move forwards and have a closer look. So like a circle, and those who were in the front, they go in the back. And this way, like that. Then during Guru Puja, what do I notice? Guru Puja starts, and I see a whole line like that. Everyone standing in line. Just take part in Guru Puja, play kartals and play instruments, and you see when there's 3-4 people offering flower petals, then when the line 2 or 3 are gone, then you join in, but not a line from here and there, and in the aarti there's only 3 people. It's really weird. It's something which crept out maybe after watching it in Vrindavan, because they do it in Vrindavan, but we never used to do that. Everyone is in the kirtan, and then, you know, just one, a few people go there, and you know, there's not more than 2 or 3 people in the queue. Everyone else is in. Does that make sense also? You know, it's everything. It's like that. It's for me, it's common sense, but anyway. But that's the way also it used to be. But it's a little weird. Okay, that was it. I think. Let me see. Yeah, also one thing which you do lately, which never would happen, that after the class, you say the name of the speaker, Kijai. But we never used to do it. And please don't do it after my talk. I don't like it. But because you're not supposed to praise anyone in front of the deity. And what also remember during the Christmas marathon, you know, that devotees get a cookie, and then they pay the obeisances to whoever was sitting there. And then even when the curtains open, they pay obeisances with the feet to the deity, dandavats. You know, like, so I go, but so now I say it, I'm not going to say it anymore. So please tell others about it. So never pay obeisances with your feet to the deities. Okay. I continue with the class. So well, this is also, sometimes these things have to be said. Because, you see, I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and it is my duty to remind you of things I've learned. Because if I'm dead and gone, and my generation is gone, then things creeping in, and it becomes different and different. And so you have a whole different way of worship at the end. So we have to just continue to repeat the way it used to do, like that, the standard, etc. So much standards has already watering down in our society. You know, there is deities who are uninstalled and being worshipped, and like that, like in our time, you had a Panchatattva picture. Here, this temple, you have gorgeous worship, first-class offerings, like that. In many other temples, you have only 2 or 3 devotees, and then bhaktas worship the deity, although, you know, like that. So there's a danger when the acharya leaves the planet, that after a while, knowledge is lost. That's why Lord Chaitanya was here. Lord Chaitanya was here, and he forgot all about it. All the instructions, all the ways, the Vaishnava behavior, the Siddhanta, you know, all became sahaja and sheep-like. And so when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he had this, and the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, it's all forgotten. Knowledge gets so quickly watered down because it's comfortable. You know, I mean, once you drop the standard, it's rare that the standard goes up again. You know, just like, for instance, in the temples, we used to eat everything what we eat was offered to the deity. So then on Sankirtan, Saturday Sankirtan, they had to leave early, so they offered the food in the kitchen. But nowadays, practically everything is offered in the kitchen, what we eat. It's not offered on the altar. But we should actually eat Mahaprasad, the prasanna, what is offered to the deities. And things like that. It's very difficult once you get to this, when you drop the standard. Once you slack down with your rounds, once you slack down getting up early, you know, if you're like in the beginning, you're fixed up, and you get up for Mangalarti, and you get up, and you get up, and you feel bad if you don't get up for Mangalarti. If you miss it one time, and you think, well, it's not too bad, and then you miss it again, then it's not the thing. You don't mind it so much. You see, like then, so you dropped your standard. He's still alive, he's still here. But like that, so it's, Maya is very subtle, you know, it's very, like, it's all right. It's okay. You're going on Sankirtan. It's all right. You know, you're doing full-time service like that. And then, you know, devotees, they're doing service during Guru Puja, or they're doing service during class. I mean, okay, if you have to cook for the deities, you have to do that. But, you know, cleaning during the class or cleaning during Guru Puja, that can be done at any time. You can do it before Mangalarti. Or, you know, after breakfast, or what, instead of breakfast, maybe, like that. So all these things, they creep in, and you, it becomes standard. So Krishna consciousness is so high, as Srila Prabhupada, you know, his teachings, you know, he knows things. I just read a letter from him, and it was so interesting. In that letter, I never heard of it. He said, Arjun and Kunti, in that letter, he said, Kunti and Arjun, they are eternally here in the material world with the pastimes of the Lord. And wherever the Lord is, they are there. So the Lord, you know, at one point he's being born in this universe, and this point he's lifting up Govardhan, and that point he's doing the rasa dance. So the Bhagavad Gita is constantly being spoken to him somewhere in one universe to Arjun. But these Arjuns is not another Arjun, it's the same soul. So the soul, it is said that a yogi can expand in seven, you know, but that our soul, you know, the soul, just like we can, if we become pure, we can, if we have the desire, we can go and to Krishna Loka and to Chaitanya Lila. We be both. We can, we act somewhere or other, the soul can do amazing things. You see? And so I read this letter, I never read it. So that actually, they never go to the spiritual world, Arjun and Kunti. They are eternally in the spiritual world with Krishna in the material world. Wherever Krishna is, the spiritual world for his devotees, isn't it? So like that. So, and all this knowledge, you know, I feel so often so fortunate that I've received this topmost knowledge, this highest knowledge of who I am, who my soul, what my soul is, who God is, you know, and how I can come back. Like that. And step by step, how to get back to Godhead. First, develop faith, you know, like that. Then all these steps in that lovely small book about, what's the story? What book is it called? I'm going to bring it next time. And see all the steps from Shraddha, Prema, up till Prema, like that. And I forgot. And so that you can see where you're at and what is the next step. So spiritual life, it's like water. If water, like water in a pond, and there's no new water coming in, water in a puddle, it becomes stagnant and start to smell. Have you ever found a bucket where some clothes were in a brahmachari who blooped, and you found his clothes in a bucket after a year? You go, that water is very, you know. So spiritual life, if you don't increase your trying to chant better rounds, trying to be more humble, trying to be purer, you know, like that. And then you're on the same platform, and then often it goes downhill then. it has to move. It has to move. It has to grow, spiritual life. You have to be every day. Every day is a challenge. Every hour, every minute is a choice between serving Krishna or Maya. Like that. And so, when you're a young devotee, you do everything. You know, you do a particular service. So when you get older, you have a certain inclination and for working in the field or preaching or working in the kitchen or on the deity department, and you can express that to the authorities. Because if you are engaged in your natural, what's the word? Yes, in natural nature, then when you wake up, you go, what shall I do? I'm going to do this or today. And when you go to bed, I'm getting up tomorrow to do that. You see, now you get up. And so imagine you get up in the morning. Imagine this morning you got up or didn't get up or you got up and went back to sleep again. So then your mind goes, I'm too tired. You know, that's your mind. So there's the intelligence, and your intelligence goes, wake up, wake up. It's good for you. Or your super soul. And wake up. You might, I'm tired. So you can do two things. You can listen to your mind and go back to sleep again. And you can fight against the mind of your mind. I want to get up. I have to get up. I feel better. I feel better, much better after that. And then you get up and you still, but then after you've taken a shower, You're fresh, and you change your rounds like that. You can take rest any time a day. You know, but you can you wake up early in the morning. Rest, you can always take rest after breakfast or like this or whatever, or go back early from Sankirtan, or go later on Sankirtan. First of all, you have to save yourself, and then take care of the others. If you don't, what's the use of saving others if you're not really fixed up and fired up to save them? You know, you have to beam it out that they come to you. Hey, what's the book you have here? You look so happy. What's happening? Like that. You know, you should beam something out, and the beaming should be because you're, it's so nice, Krishna consciousness. Hi, Paul. Hello. Hi, Krishna. Good morning. Would you like a book? You know, like that. You should be happy and be blissed out. So you're in a bubble of bliss, and then people automatically they will come to you rather than, I have to go and suck it on him. Then they can see that, they can sense it. But if you, they also, you know, enthusiasm is the most important thing to be, to become rich, to become a big materialist. And to become pure, and to become, you know, like that, to make spiritual advancement. First of all, be enthusiastic. Be happy that you're alive. Be happy that you're a devotee. And that is another day. To go to Mangalarti is so nice. You know, like that, so peaceful to the mind. And you feel so good afterwards. So that, you have to remember in the morning. I don't know how you wake up. With an alarm clock or something like that, or if you hear the noise of someone else waking up, I don't have an alarm clock. You know, I hear something, someone stamping outside, maybe the pujari who wakes up the deity, or sometimes this morning it was 1 o'clock. I thought, no, that's a little too early. So I got up way before 3. But, you know, because resting you can do anytime. So like that, you should enjoy your life so much that you want to get up. That's why a pure devotee, they only sleep like 2 hours. Sleeping is such a waste of time. And, you know, they want to be alive, awake, to enjoy every part of the day. You know, so they, when the morning comes, another day. You know, it's like if I give you a plane ticket for tomorrow, and the train leaves at 4 o'clock. Will you be there at 4 o'clock at the stage at Heathrow? will you think about it when the alarm clock goes at 2 o'clock? You will wake up, ah, India, India, or Los Angeles, wherever you want to go. So like you, every day, you should have that enthusiasm to wake up and enjoy another day in Krishna consciousness. Does that make sense? No? Okay. Any questions, comments?